Simon & Schuster Audio presents Everything You Need to Know About the Pill But Were Too Afraid to Ask, written and read by Kate Muir. This book is an investigation of hormonal contraception, but it is not medical advice. Always consult your doctor. In memory of the pioneering Dr. Katharina Dalton, born 1916, died 2004, who first identified and treated premenstrual syndrome, or PMS. Audre Lorde once said, "Every woman has a militant responsibility to involve herself actively with her own health. We owe ourselves the protection of all the information we can acquire." Chapter 1. Pill Roulette. The contraceptive pill needs no introduction. It is the most intimate of companions, lurking in handbags among lipstick tissues, offering free love on bedside tables, hiding its shame in sock drawers. The pill's man-made synthetic hormones have coursed invisibly through women's veins and brains for over half a century, freeing us from reproduction and encouraging revolution. Those tiny pills were the ball bearings that rolled in the feminist movement, allowed female fighter pilots to skip periods in war zones, and the rest of us to have sex anytime, any place, with anyone. For the first time, thanks to the pill, women made exponential leaps forward in work, educational, and orgasmic equality. The late period was a thing of the past. We love the pill, and we hate it. The majority of women, and some trans men and non-binary people, are happy on hormonal contraception. It keeps us free of offspring, makes life more convenient, and saves on truckloads of tampons. Some pills help eliminate the hormonal dips of premenstrual syndrome, PMS, and sometimes the more debilitating premenstrual dysphoric disorder, PMDD. You'll read about the positives in official contraception guides, less so the negatives, of which there is very little investigation, until now. So, while the pill needs no introduction, we need far more insight into our relationship with it. We pop these mini hormone bombs out of their foil packs into our bodies for 10, 20 or even 30 years without knowing a smidgen of the science behind them. I speak for myself here. I had no idea until I started researching this book what the synthetic hormones in the contraceptive pill, patch, coil, ring, injection or implant could do to our moods, our sex drive, our vaginal...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?